This is the closing market report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is on the line with us. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the rainfall that we haven't gotten yet. Where to go, and will we get some later in the week here in our part of the world?
Yeah, it certainly looks like rain is on the way, although we have to wait basically 36 hours for it, although there's an outside chance could see an isolated shower or storm overnight tonight or towards the morning hours. But for east central Illinois into west central Indiana, the main opportunity for rain is going to be coming up throughout the day on Wednesday and then lingering on into Thursday. And as it looks right now, we see widespread rain showers and even some thunderstorms. Even along with that, some of the thunderstorms could produce heavy rainfall, even severe weather in areas of central southern Illinois and down south through the Mississippi River Valley. Precip totals here could be as much as 1.5, even over 2 inches of rainfall in certain areas, depending on if you're under the influence of heavy rainfall activity. So it looks like a significant rain event here coming up, not only for central Illinois and Indiana, but for the vast majority of the Midwest and even on into the Delta region.
How about into the Kansas-Oklahoma area for the hard red winter wheat? Will they actually get it or not?
It does look like they're going to get significant rainfall in a significant portion of the hard red belt. It's not all-encompassing, Todd, but for central and eastern Kansas, much of Oklahoma except the panhandle and into portions of northern Texas with the exception of the panhandle, that hard red acreage does look to receive significant precip. More debate, though, in southwestern Kansas down into the Texas panhandle, and it depends on just where some of the precip here begins to develop over the next few days, but that's the one area that could miss out.
There is still crop to harvest in South America. What kind of conditions will that happen under?
Well, a little bit slower going here in areas of Argentina and southern Brazil. That's the active zone over the next couple of weeks. It's not as active as what happened last week, and we had some of the very heavy rainfall and even some flooding issues in areas of northeastern Buenos Aires. So nothing like that here that will be repeated this week, but still some more rain on the way, and that will keep things at least a little bit slower, but nothing very bogging down here as it looks right now.
Other areas of the northern hemisphere we need to check in on include China. The beginning of their growing season is upon us.
Yes, southern China will be on the warm side, while northeastern China in Manchuria and even the northern North China Plain, that area will continue to have a cold bias, kind of similar here to the northern plains pattern over the next couple of weeks. So very limited weather here for any kind of early planting progress there. In fact, that it would be really early for them to start planting that far up north. But from a soil moisture and irrigation standpoint, a little bit of dryness in areas of the northern North China Plain, nothing to get concerned about right now, but that area would like to at least see a little bit uptick in precipitation as we get later into May, later into April, and even into the start of May.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
You too. Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday, or rather Monday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a great day.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.